Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing all right.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. Plugging along.
Off to a blazing start. I spilled my coffee in the hallway coming up the stairs today.
Attaboy.
Nice.
Nice work.
Nice. Well done.
Here we go.
Buckle up.
Let's see. Did you hear that Matthew McConaughey, I guess, did a public service announcement about social distancing? And he would like everyone to know that we are at war, guys.
We are at war with a virus. And healthcare troops and first responders are on the front line fighting it every day. Let's join the fight by staying home. Staying home is not a retreat. It's the most brave and aggressive weapon we have against this enemy. Because when we do stay at home, we help prevent overwhelming our hospitals while buying time for our scientists to find the vaccine. And that is how we beat it.
That's right.
Thank you, Matthew.
Wow, Matthew. He sounds very, very sexy this morning.
That's how
he looks it, too.
Yeah, quarantining is sexy.
I posted a meme on the Jeff and Jen Facebook page that's a picture of Matthew McConaughey joining into like a group chat. And he looks not that great.
Oh.
And the meme is like, if Matthew McConaughey looks like this in a group chat, just imagine what I look like.
I saw that too.
I did too. That's funny.
So speaking of quarantining, is the quarantine exactly what Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel needed to save their relationship? We're going to get into that coming up shortly. Also, O.J. Simpson thinks Carol from Tiger King murdered her spouse. And celebrities doing good. Yeah, right? Taylor Swift, Sean Penn, and former Trader Joe's employee Cosby stars Jeffrey Owens. All of that coming up next. Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102.
Yeah, this quarantine might be exactly what the two of them needed to save their marriage. Remember, it was last November. This story just keeps coming up. I feel sorry for Jessica having to hear about it all the time.
Yeah, right.
But Justin, he got caught drinking and cuddling with an actress that he was doing a movie with in New Orleans, and things have been a little rocky since then. But someone close to the couple is saying the extra downtime that comes along with the situation is great for their relationship. It has ultimately brought them closer, and having the main focus to be each other and their son Silas, it's been a really good thing for them.
Wow.
Now, they are still in therapy, and they're doing it over Skype. The source is saying they make time to work on themselves and open up about their issues. As a whole, they're having fun and have been getting along. They're doing well and are happy.
That's great.
Yay.
So that's good news.
That is good news.
I like hearing that about them because I was very nervous. If you guys remember, I think we just had that conversation back in January or February where it was like, maybe by the end of the year, I don't know what's going to happen with those two.
Yeah, these two are touch and go. Now, are you guys finding in your relationships, is this staying at home thing? Do you feel like it's making your relationship stronger, or is it starting to be a little bit stressful and putting some strain on things?
I think it's great.
Look. You don't live together, though.
You
I don't know if
together.
You. I
you
don't
have
know
your
if
own
you count.
Sanctuary.
No, but we. Uh-huh. But we probably talk more now during the quarantine than we ever did before because we're making a point to. So we're doing video chats that we never did before. We're making sure that we're regular with our daily phone calls, and I don't know. We go back and forth on it. Like, should we be getting together? You know, like, how do we want to play this? You know, she's got her parents to worry about. So should we self-isolate and just kind of continue as we have been for the past month? Or should we start commingling again, you know, and living sort of as a couple? But the thing is like, we have two separate residences and I'm not ready to move in there yet. So a lot of, like, I got my foot halfway in the water, and I'm not really sure how to proceed from here. We keep going back and forth.
Plus, you're still going into the building every day.
Exactly.
And I mean, you know, even though they've kind of monitored, like, who's coming in and out of there, you know, you don't know, like, is the mailman still dropping off the mail? Where is he where has he been? And, you know, there's just so many unknown things.
Yeah, so we have a happy hour with our friends Friday night at 6 p.m., and so we're going to do it separately from our separate houses. That's how it's going to go. Yeah.
I think, like, as far as Scott and I are concerned, because we just now are entering, I mean, we are together all the time anyway, but we have been taking, like, separate time. Like, last night he was like, do you want to come hang out with me in the garage and drink a beer? And I'm like, nah, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But it's just respecting, like,
I've had enough of you today.
Well, you have your own time. Like, in the morning, you know, he's been trying to take care of Penelope, and then I've been trying to, like, let him work, and it's just... It's been challenging because you're always together, but at the same time, I wouldn't want to be with anybody else but him.
I hear you.
There are certain times when we just look at each other and laugh, like, holy bleep, this is our life right now, and we don't, we can't do anything but either laugh or cry, so we just laugh.
Yeah.
What about you, Tim?
It's all good on my end. A little more encouragement for my other half because he's not doing a great. Great job. He's struggling with the working from home thing. So a little bit more talking off of a ledge type of thing.
Support.
So, hey, let's go for a long walk together.
And what's the hardest part about working from home is that he just feels disconnected from his employees, or logistically it's harder?
Both. Yeah. Just everything about it. You know, he schmoozes. That's kind of my breakdown of what his job is. So it's a little more difficult. And you can't do that in person.
Yeah.
So everything's getting done. I don't think he's hating it. I just think it's different and an adjustment and the big question mark of when is this over?
Yeah.
It's all of those things put together.
Good questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We
Not
should probably
bad.
Take
just,
a break
just
here.
A little bit of...
I think you're doing a great job being a support player, Tim.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.